Podcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. I am Cameron Healy, assistant editor with the one and only.
I'm Patrick Heinzen. I'm the news and politics reporter. And today we're going to be talking about some what's in the paper this week.
What's been happening in the city?
What's been happening in the city? Well,
what's not happening in the city, for real? That's really what we need to talk about.
What's not happening in the city is videotaping in public areas.
Like us?
Well, no. So, no, this is different. So,
oh, okay. That's so not. How is it different?
Videotaping in city-owned areas.
Okay.
And
oh, okay.
It's, they designate different types of areas. So, they talk about public, limited public, and non-public areas.
Okay.
So if you can imagine, like, a city council meeting is already recorded, it's publicly noticed. You can walk in there and record the whole thing on your phone if you want.
Okay.
You can do that. That's perfectly legal. But let's say you're in the lobby of the police office, and there's somebody up talking to an officer, like, making a report. That's something that you can't film. But you're allowed to be in there.
Okay.
You don't need to be invited into the lobby of the police office, but you can't film in there just because of, like, sensitive stuff, stuff that's not public record.
Okay.
And then non-public is something like the police office.
Okay.
Like, if you're in the office of the chief or something, and you have to be invited in there, or the office of city staff, if you go to meet with a city council member, and you're sitting in their office, that is not public. You have to be invited in there. You're there under their authorization, and they can ask you to leave at any time.
Okay.
So that kind of sets up where you can and can't film. But it also talks about an issue with causing a disturbance. So I wouldn't classify this as a disturbance, but at the last city council meeting, two people came in holding cameras, and they kind of set up at the back, and they began to kind of not... They protested the ordinance because they believe it goes against the First Amendment, but not in, like, they were yelling from the back council. They exercised their rights as a citizen and walked up to the podium.
They appropriately.
Yeah, like, it was perfectly appropriate. They were allowed to film. They were allowed to get up and speak. And they spoke about how they feel it's unconstitutional. They're two people part of independent press, and they do kind of, from what I can tell, they're mainly on YouTube, and they kind of test the First Amendment. They make sure that they're able to exercise their First Amendment rights freely.
Okay.
Their names, as they identified themselves, were Rights Crispy and Major Lee Awesome. So, in the article, if you read it, I quoted Awesome, because I don't know his real name.
But, Major Lee Awesome.
Yeah, so it says Awesome.
Oh, God.
But I spoke with the chief of police about it, and he said that there's a lot of people that he's run into that do something like this, and the two people that were there at the council meeting are generally very respectful, and they do it in the right way.
Okay.
They go up and they talk about why they have an issue, and they're filming it, and they're not causing disturbance. They stood in the back of council, quietly set up their cameras, talked, quietly took down their cameras, and then left.
Yeah.
So it was very civil, and it demonstrated kind of the way that they feel, but it also, although it was civil, there was some tension. You could feel in the air the many of the community members were kind of off. The chief was definitely looking around at people, just making sure that, like, everything was calm.
Yeah, nobody's going to be testing any limits today. Yeah.
And along with that, there were two other council or two other community members, Jesse Lee and, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Metria Jones. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they both stood up to also kind of talk about this. Jesse Lee has been involved in multiple arrests and a history in Gulfport that people have talked about, but at this point they were just there to ask for an apology from the council for their treatment, and also talk about this amendment, this ordinance. And it seemed like Metria Jones was doing the same thing, just talking about their issue with the ordinance. So they all stood up, and like I said, people, there was a sense of tension.
Yes.
I wouldn't say there was a sense of tension from the council, though. They were very calm.
Okay. So it was just people in the, like, more the audience.
Setup. Yeah, the audience, it was an odd air. Because, mm-hmm. I was sitting in the back.
Yeah.
And the two people came in and set up their cameras right behind me, and I was, like, taken aback a little bit.
You're like, what is happening? Why are you doing that?
But speaking with the chief and also just noticing their conduct, I wasn't very worried.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, it was civil. The city did pass the ordinance.
Yeah.
And they're now being sued by Major Lee Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. This city can't catch a break. That's so funny.
The city attorney, he spoke about it, the ordinance being defended by a previous court case in Punta Gorda.
Okay.
To which Major Lee Awesome said that he's planning on suing them too. Against the constitutionality of their ordinance.
Yeah.
So that might not hold up. Not 100% sure yet.
Yeah.
But April Thanos was not very... She was kind of hesitant on voting. Just because she was like, I don't want a lawsuit for the city.
Yeah, definitely.
Like obviously nobody wants a lawsuit. And she was like, if this is going to lead to a lawsuit, we kind of need to rethink this. That. So she voted against it, but when they talked to the city attorney about it, he said, when somebody threatens us with a lawsuit, I generally don't respond.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of thing with what we do. I mean, when we're...
What we do. Yeah, guys, actually, no. Like, it's okay. Don't be suing people for anything. That's just like... I mean, just not us, please.
Don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
But yeah, in the end, the ordinance passed, and without... It was 4-1. April voted against it.
Mm-hmm. So was what they were doing legal or no?
Was what who was doing? The people
who showed up.
Yeah, they were completely legal. They were in a public area recording and exercising their rights. It was completely legal.
Okay.
I've seen
That's because it's like open to the public.
Yes.
That like anybody could go to the council meetings and it's okay for you to film.
Technically, okay. I mean, it is being filmed already.
Yeah, so it's like, what do you really need your own phone
film,
for?
You can film on your own. It doesn't really matter and you can... I think the thing is with them is, to my understanding, the film is like credited to the city, so they can't use that and profit off of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So when they film on their own, they can use that. Overall, it definitely seems like something that's going to continue to come up because I have seen instances of something like this, like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they haven't done it in the most legal way, and then it ends in an arrest or some sort of another lawsuit or something, just based on like somebody purposefully causing a disturbance to challenge this ordinance, and then it leads to a larger thing.
Yeah.
And definitely. That wasn't what was happening here. They were just challenging it, but it was, I worry that
Things could escalate.
And I think that, so the power is given, in the ordinance, the power is given to the city manager to determine what's public, non-public, limited public. And I worry that can lead to the idea of this being subjective, of like if one person can decide it. But I trust the city manager, and I think that whatever happens from here on out, they're going to make sure to maintain the constitutionality of it and obviously protect First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I mean,
but it was definitely spicy.
It was a fiery discussion.
Do you know what's not spicy?
What?
My beloved Red Hot Tiki Market. We just discovered that our recorder has buttons that can do that. There's a good chance that's edited out.
Isn't it so sad? Gulfport's beloved spicy gourmet market is leaving. Retiring. Pat, I know your bestie boo in there. She's your friend. He literally goes in there every single day to get a new hot sauce, ketchup, barbecue, whatever you buy, something that's spicy.
I started working here in August, and since August, I now have, I think, 26 bottles of hot sauce in my fridge.
Which is absurd.
And I use all of them. They're all open and being used.
You could literally have your own store with that
stuff. I wish she had offered it to me instead of retiring.
If she, she said, I'm passing it down to
if
you.
If she had said, because when I was talking to her, she was like, I want my weekends back. And I should have said, I'll work weekends here and I'll sell hot sauce.
Wait. Oh my God.
I'll work Wednesday,
then
Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
Money.
And sell hot sauce here because.
You know your hot sauce. So it's
I love hot sauce.
So how did discussing with her. What's happening? What's her plans other than that?
It was funny. I walked in there like I often do pretty much every day, even not just to buy hot sauce. Sometimes I'll just go over there to talk because I go to the, it gets cold or too hot in the office. And I say, I'm going to go for a little walk. And I go to the corner store and get an energy drink or lemonade or something. And then I walk over to Robin and I talk to Robin over there. And I walked in there one day and she said, did you see my post? And I said, post? And she said, I'm retiring. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then she told me that she just woke up one day and kind of had the question in her mind of like, does she want to keep doing this? And she loves the store. Mm-hmm. I mean, hot sauce is still her passion. She loves
it's
it.
It's still like something
she really
she
does.
Cares about.
I mean, every time I walked in there to just talk about hot sauces, she was so excited to like show me something new or talk to.
Like, she always had something new to be like, you'll love this one.
She was always great. But she just decided that it's time for her to kind of move on and start. Mm-hmm. She wants to do more of. She doesn't really have any plans for retirement. It's just moving on and starting to enjoy more free time. Mm-hmm. She said she might go to some sort of trade school or something just to learn another skill.
That'd be pretty cool.
Stuff like that, but just something fun. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah.
But not all hope is lost. Because Stella Sundries is moving it. A new form of Stella Sundries. And
they're keeping the one right next to the restaurant, but adding more stuff into.
So there's Stella's Deli, I think the full name. I don't know. I think it's just Stella's now. It used to be Stella's Deli. The sign down there says Stella's Deli. Stella Sundries, which is on the other side of the Gabber office. Mm-hmm. And then Red Hot Tiki will now be. Insert name here. They haven't
figured
out. Come
up
with a name yet. But they know their plan is to kind of sell wines, cheese,
specialty
foods. Yeah, watch out. We are sitting here in the wine house as we normally are for our podcast.
Guys.
But I don't think they're going to lose business. This place is great.
Stella's but back at it again.
They're planning on also having pre-order charcuterie. So you can go and pick up some charcuterie from over there. That would be dope. And have no fear, they're even going to sell some hot sauce.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. I know people are fans. I'm a big fan of the Red Hot Tiki hot sauce mm-hmm. that they have at Stella's.
So you think they're going to have that same
one? I hope so. I think Robin said that
I mean, they use them at Stella's too. Like when you're at the table and there's the mm-hmm. ketchup, the butters, the all that stuff. They have the Red Hot Tiki.
Robin was telling me that she just filled a bunch of orders around the city of restaurants buying hot sauce.
OMG.
Because I know Golden Dinosaur uses one of their hot sauces a bunch.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be missed for sure. It's a community-based product for sure.
It's definitely, it's interesting to have on a strip like this where it's just a walkable, a bunch of stores, restaurants, all that, people have really gravitated to being able to go and get hot sauce.
Yeah.
A unique hot sauce or something cool or even a souvenir. They have a bunch of bottles in there.
Oh, nice.
That, no offense, isn't the best hot sauce, but the label's cute. The label's fun.
The label makes me want to buy it.
Yeah. I mean, there are some in there. I got one in there that I've tried once and it was bad, but I got it because it was a Coke thing. It looked like Coke. And
a Coke bottle?
Yeah, it looked like a Coke bottle. Mm. And we're going to have to edit this out. And it says, it says instead of enjoy Coke, it says enjoy cock. So I got that. I got the hottest effing sauce, which doesn't taste very good. But if you add it to a red salsa or something, it just gives it some kick.
Nice.
And it's very, very spicy. So just a couple drops.
Isn't that where Kathy got your spicy gummy bear too?
Yeah, for my birthday, Kathy got me a spicy
souvenirs.
Gummy bear. And it.
He couldn't even swallow it. He
It was like six million Scoville.
Yeah, I would say it was.
It didn't even taste like anything.
How
it
does
was just
anybody
spicy.
Even chew the whole thing? It was this
tall? It was a full size gummy bear. Yeah.
Oh, it was like regular size gummy bear or a little bigger?
I think it was a Brave Inside Gummy Bear, but
I don't remember. How does somebody put, you only put like a little bit in your mouth. How does somebody put the whole thing?
If I swallowed that, I would have like, I felt like I would have had strep throat.
I think you like, could have my whole gone to the hospital.
Yeah. It was bad.
I couldn't imagine physically. I can't even eat buffalo chicken.
I've had like 2 million Scoville sauce, but at least it tasted good.
Yeah. So it honestly just had a bunch of fire and you were eating fire.
Yeah. It wasn't the best, but most of what she has there is great. Like I said, they have the Red Hot Tiki line of sauces. I have the cayenne pepper one, the Keep Gulfport Weird, the chipotle pepper. Mm-hmm. The chipotle pepper is my favorite. It's so good. But the cayenne pepper is very like, it's great on chicken. Overall though, I'm excited for Stella's to move in and they're going to sell hot sauce. I hope that they're selling the Red Hot Tiki stuff still, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But overall, it's going to be exciting to have a new store there. And I mean, out of the whole courtyard, there's a couple of people who are kind of vying for that space. But I've heard people saying that Eddie at the Gulfport Corner Store was upset that they didn't get the space.
Oh.
I talked to him. He's not. He's
Eddie.
He's not mad.
Eddie, people are saying things about you. Eddie's chilling.
No, Eddie is, he's not
he's
upset about it.
He's working hard to get us our Celsius. We love you, Eddie, for that.
Yes.
Let's
Thank
do a
you,
heart.
Eddie. Heart. I can't do it like you do.
Okay,
it.
Then heart, like, yeah. Heart for Eddie.
We love Eddie. the Gulfport Corner Store is great, and they don't have a mean bone in their body.
Anymore. Never.
So they're not upset about it. I know that.
They're here to continue.
Barbara was... I spoke with Barbara on the phone, and she was talking about how... Mm-hmm. Barbara Bano, owner of Stella's. I spoke with Barbara on the phone, and she was talking about how for the last 5 or something years, she's been talking to Robin about, hey, if you're ever planning on selling this place...
5 years of just lingering around.
Well,
are you going to let me take it or what?
And
no.
Robin contacted the property manager and said, hey, I'm planning on moving on. And the property manager... pretty much said, I know who to call. Called Barbara. She jumped on it.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And they're very excited for it.
Stella's world, and we're just living in it.
And Barbara definitely recognizes what we were saying about, like, this is the place that people come to for hot sauce in Gulfport. And that's being taken away, so she wants to kind of still have a space where people can still walk in. Like, I was telling Robin, I'm like, part of my day is coming in here and just talking to you and seeing what's up, because she has some gossip that I've been able to
gossip.
I mean,
I just like spilling that tea with Robin.
I've stood there for 20 minutes talking with her about just random stuff, but
things that people
I'm hoping that this new place can be something like that. I can go in and get some crackers, glass of wine. Although, in my opinion, the best place to get a glass of wine is right where we're sitting.
The wine house, right here. So, the wine house, if you haven't already been. But on Tuesdays, they have this lovely little thing called Taco Tuesday. It's barbecue Taco Tuesday.
It's very unassuming because you see this pretty pink building and you walk in and there's a little wine bar. And it's an awesome vibe in
here. It's very feminine and... like elegant vibe, but also like
we're on the other
eclectic
side of this. We're staring at two paintings from the Barbie movie,
that's
and then Beyonce.
Lady, oh, I thought that was Lady Gaga.
I think that's Beyonce with the
bro.
Big
it
pink
might be
rim.
Beyonce. Sorry,
it's Beyonce, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is the mermaid,
and then Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah. So Barbie and Ken.
But then when you walk outside, it's still kind of the same vibe until you look in the back, and there's just a big smoker. They have their own full smoker, and they smoke meats. They have, do you want to read?
Yeah, guys. So every Tuesday they have $4 tacos. So these are what they have. We get them like every week.
We've eaten
usually
all of them, all the sauces, everything. We get
so,
them often.
Down the item list, I have down with a choice of flour or corn tortilla or romaine. It says pulled chicken, pulled pork, rib, brisket, and vegan chickpea. So there's definitely something for everybody. And if you don't want the barbecue, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. Like they have, because it comes with a bunch of toppings. So it comes with like your
coleslaw, onion.
Yeah, you get a choice of your barbecue sauce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't have the list. Do you know where the list is?
I don't know the whole list.
But they have a bunch of random ones. Then they also have the coleslaw, pickled red onions, and cilantro on all of them. And then the vegan one, it has salsa, cabbage, and then the pickled red onions, jalapeno, and cilantro as well.
Yeah, they've also recently been putting like mini jalapenos on it, which is a really nice kick.
Yum. But yeah, I usually just get the pulled pork pulled pork taco, but I personally don't like coleslaw and red onions. So I just get those off, and then I put, I think I like getting the tangy barbecue.
The sweet one?
Oh, they have the sweet. Yeah. Okay. I definitely like a sweet barbecue. I love sweet things more than like spicy and what is that word?
We were just talking about it, but I always get the two brisket tacos, mm-hmm. same, no coleslaw, no red onion.
Yeah.
One with the hot and one with the Carolina Gold.
Honey mustard? What is that?
It's a mustard-based thing.
Okay.
I don't know much about it because I never had much Carolina Gold mustard until I came here. But it is the best sauce that they have here. It is so good. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not coming for Taco Tuesday, they're selling food all week. And they do, I said, all of this is all the meat is made here. It's all smoked here. I came here once and I just got it was, I think, $15 for a platter of like two slices of brisket, cornbread, mac and cheese, and green beans.
Yeah, so it was that we have here. They have here a his name's Al, I think.
Al,
and he does all of the barbecue. We wrote a story about him back in January. So if you want to look up the Wine House in Gulfport, we do have a story on our website.
He's a bona fide pit master. He does a great job.
Crazy. It's like. He knows how to make some barbecue.
Yeah, you come in here, like I said, it's unassuming, but you sit down and you bite into some brisket and it's real juicy barbecue.
This cute little pink place with like flowers and flamingos and Barbies all over the wall would have the heavy meats that you want.
And chickpeas.
They have a bunch of stuff. So they also have, but here's what else I love about the Wine House. They have some other fun things that people can do. They have a ladies' night on Thursdays. And then they have Sunday Fun Day, which is 20% off on drinks.
Ooh.
And then
they do they do mimosas and stuff here.
Yeah.
They have a great wine list of all kinds of red and white wines, mm-hmm.
Have Wine Down Wednesday right all day.
I'm having
and $1 wings. Right OMG.
Ministry of the Vinterior.
See how Cabernet. Cute it is. So, and then they also have live music Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays from 6 to 9. But they also have super fun games. Like,
we
I
play
love.
Ping pong.
Yes. They have ping pong, and then they have cornhole, and then. I played like checkers once here.
I think they have like Cards Against Humanity and stuff.
Yeah, they have games.
Yeah, you can come here with like friends and get a whole. They do like whole charcuterie boards too. Mm-hmm. You can come here with friends, get a whole charcuterie board, play some games.
They also have
bottles of wine,
mini charcuterie boards.
They have
snackcuterie.
Check our Instagram.
Yes,
snackcuterie for the little snackcuterie that goes. They have a little mini charcuterie board that goes right on top of your wine glass.
Yes,
you can eat off of it. Kathy loves that.
Kathy does love that.
We miss Kathy. She's
Kathy,
not here.
Kathy, come home. Do the womp womp thing again. Kathy, come home. Oh, Kathy. Oh God. What? How many times was that? Five? Four? One of those times the charm, am I right?
Well, no, I knew which one it was. I just wanted to stop the other ones.
That was a terrible high five. Try again.
I don't want to hit the wine glass. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Maybe it was in frame. But yeah, Kathy, come home so we can drink with you.
I almost just flipped off the camera, but I went like, oh, and changed it to a thumbs
up. I think I'm going to fire you. I don't have that power, but I will find the way.
We'll find a way. And you should find a way, too, to our newspaper online, thegabber.com.
All right. WGAB The Gabcast signing out.
We're out. Have a good one, everybody.